Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Paul Charchian from LeagueSafe.com and Fanball.com now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Can you believe they said, nah, this is good the way it is, Paul Charch?
You know what's really distressing about this more than anything else is nobody wants this. Nobody. The players don't want it. The quarterbacks don't want it. And none of the fans want it. Nobody wants the game played this way. And the NFL, in just sheer arrogance, does not listen to its customer base or its own players. It is mind-boggling. I mean, I think they want so much to be seen as progressive and trying to ensure the safety of the players. It's not a safe game. It's never been a safe game, and everybody knows what they're signing up for when they sign the contract. It is a dangerous game. Everybody gets that, and that's part of what that's the terms of the deal. They have to listen to their customers at some point on this, or it is going to materially hurt the game, the sport that we all love.
Yep, I completely agree. They're not getting it, and it's funny because I have seen more reports from more professors and more people in the physics department that physically say to not land on another person when you are charging at that particular person, when they fall and you're tackling them, it is almost 99.99 infinitesimally impossible not to put weight on that person. And the league is legislating stupidity.
They really are. And we've already had one injury to a defensive player who claims that the injury happened because he was trying to not land with his weight, and you can't win on this thing, and it is so universally unpopular, and the NFL just can't admit a mistake on this. You know, they can go backwards on it anytime they want, and they just won't. And
yep,
it's so frustrating. Anyway,
well, let's get to it. We got people with fantasy football questions. Let's go to Michael listening to us in Maguanago. Michael, how you doing today? You got a question for the Charge?
Yeah, quick one. I can't believe I'm saying this. Mahomes or Rivers?
Yeah, well, get used to it. And usually it's not even going to be close. Patrick Mahomes is my number one quarterback. And he goes up against Denver. And if this were the Denver secondary of a couple of years ago, well, we'd have a head scratcher. But honestly, the Denver secondary is just run of the mill now. Adam Pac-Man Jones is on his last leg. Bradley Roby has regressed. And, you know, here come the Chiefs. Sammy Watkins and Tyreek Hill and, you know, Travis Kelce and all the other ways that they can beat you. Patrick Mahomes has now thrown touchdowns to 9 different players in 3 weeks. It's just staggering that any player can do this. So, yeah, let's keep starting Patrick Mahomes until he gives us a reason not to.
Ronnie tweets us, says, non-PPR, Ridley or Cooks, and he has the Minnesota defense. He said if that factors in.
I like Brandon Cooks tonight, and I'll tell you why. The Vikings have two corners, Xavier Rhodes, who always gets sort of the more physical receiver, and Trey Waynes, who gets the fast receiver. And it's always going to be Brandon Cooks in this matchup, because Cooks is really fast. Waynes is not a great technical cornerback, but he makes up for his mistakes with his speed, Bill, and he's got a bad ankle. And Cooks is faster than he is, and I really think Cooks is going to get by him at least once in this game, so I see a blowout coming for the Rams against the Vikings offensive line that's just in tatters. They'll be without their starting left tackle, Riley Reiff, barring, you know, something surprising changing in the next couple hours. So I like Brandon Cooks, and I think the Rams score a bunch of points tonight.
All right, let's get back at it. Tom's in Menominee Falls. Tom, how you doing?
All right. Thanks for taking my call. Would you start Amari Cooper over either John Brown or Robert Woods?
No, at this point I would not, and that's probably going forward. In fact, there's a term, Bill, that we like to use called the sabotage drop. The sabotage drop is when you drop outright a name player like Amari Cooper, and you let somebody else make the mistake of tossing that guy into their lineup on and off throughout the season and let them suffer, because Amari Cooper is so damn inconsistent. Week 1, 1 catch. So everybody benches him. Week 2, blows up. like 10 catches that week. Then week three comes, 2 catches. And you can't know when it's coming. He disappears way too often. He slumped all the way down to number 43 on my wide receiver list. I just think he's and by the way, he's got the Browns this week. Browns secondary's become good. So a lot of reasons not to start him, and you could even do the sabotage drop, Bill.
The sabotage drop is a new thing. We should have a shirt made up with a hashtag.
I think we should do. I think we should have Joe. Joe should be ready on the classic Beastie Boys song, Sabotage, so that when we talk sabotage drop, he's ready to go on the sound anytime it comes up in the future.
There you have it. Already. Let's go to Jason with us in South Milwaukee. Jason, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
Hey, what's up, guys? PPR League, Tevin Coleman or Javarius Allen?
Tevin Coleman, anytime Tevin Coleman is the only running back there when Freeman's out, dude's money. You know, just don't argue about it. You've got effectively a top 10 running back in any of those situations. He's my number 9 running back now. He goes head-to-head with Cincinnati, a team that's allowed a touchdown on 78% of opponents' red zone drives. And Tevin Coleman's a finisher. He'll get the ball near the stripe. I like Tevin Coleman, number 9 running back this week.
There you have it. Stephon Diggs or Calvin Ridley? Chuck wants to know on Twitter.
I like Diggs in this matchup, although the Vikings are going to be passing throughout. Get this, last week's debacle with the Bills. Bill, they ran 4 rushing plays. 4.
Yeah, that's kind of nuts. And then I read that. I was looking at some of the game book on that. I couldn't believe it. Because I thought I was looking at like the first half stats or something.
Yeah, right. Exactly. It's ridiculous. The run blocking on this unit is so bad. They will be passing a lot. And as your listeners may or may not know, both Rams cornerbacks are out. So Aqib Talib just went on IR. Marcus Peters is not expected to play in this one. The Vikings are going to be behind. They're going to be passing a ton. And Sam Shields. Remember Sam Shields?
I do.
He's going to be taking the field. Yeah, he'll be taking the field, trying to stop Stephon Diggs. That's strongly in favor of Stephon Diggs.
Let's get back to it. Let's go to Josh in Greendale. Josh, you got a question for Paul Charchi. What's happening?
Not too much. Need 2 of these. I got Marshawn Lynch, Robert Woods, Cook with Minnesota, and Bernard with Cincinnati.
Yeah, Bernard is definitely in another case of a back where he's normally a backup, but he gets all the work. He looked good last week, and this is another favorable matchup for Giovanni Bernard, who rockets up to number 4 on my running back list as he goes up against Atlanta, in part because Atlanta just can't stop pass-catching backs. It's amazing. They're allowing the most receptions to backs this year, the Falcons are. They allowed the most receptions to backs last year. They allowed the most receptions to backs the year before that. They allowed the most receptions to running backs the year before that. That's your Atlanta Falcons right there. And here comes Giovanni Bernard, an elite pass-catching back. He is a fantastic start. And the guy I'm going to throw out of that for sure is Dalvin Cook, who, again, for the reasons we were just talking about, the Vikings are going to be behind. They can't run block. And he's trying to run into Ndamukong Suh and Aaron Donald. I don't like any of his chances in this one.
There you have it. Good stuff there. Let's get back at it. TJ's in Greenfield. TJ, you got a question for Paul Charchian?
Yeah, I'm hoping John Brown plays this weekend, but I need a flex. Standard league, Marquise Goodwin, Amendola, or Christian Kirk?
Ugh. Marquise Goodwin's got C.J. Beathard throwing him the ball now. Josh Rosen's making his first start of his NFL career for Christian Kirk. So I'm going to throw those two guys out by process of elimination, but I think you're going to get John Brown in this game, and it's a lovely matchup against Pittsburgh. John Brown has been one of the best free agent signings we've seen this past offseason for the Ravens.
Thanks for the phone call. It's another one here. We've got, who else do we have here? Holy mac, we've got so much. This one's from Drew. Drew, what do you got for us? Drew, listening to us in Heartland. Drew, what's up?
Hey, I need 2 of these guys, non-PPR. Geronimo Allison, Tyler Lockett, Keelan Cole, or Marlon Mack, if he plays.
Yeah, and, you know, we're going to throw Mac out anyway because it's just a rotation of backs, and it's infuriating, unfortunately. Geronimo Allison has been nicely productive, hasn't he?
He has been, yeah. He's an up-and-comer, yeah.
He really is. You and I talked about him a lot in the preseason, and I felt like he was going undrafted in most leagues. I'm like, you know, he's going to be on the field almost every play, and then Aaron Rodgers led offense. We might want to go get Geronimo Allison, and he's been good for a guy who's not that fast. How does he get open deep all the time? It's remarkable. Meanwhile, Tyler Lockett has scored in every game this year. He will likely find himself in another positive situation this week. And I don't believe Doug Baldwin's going to come back yet. There's a chance he will, but probably not. The only risk on Tyler Lockett is he goes up against Arizona. If Patrick Peterson decides to put him in the headlock, then it's going to be tricky if Peterson holds him down throughout the game.
Paul Charchian joining us. Fanball.com, LeagueSafe.com, fantasy football questions, and the phone lines are lit. Hopefully you're not, but if you are, that's okay. Call in anyway. No problem. We continue on with Paul Charchian, and we get to Tony. Tony, welcome to the program. What you got going on, man?
How are we going, gentlemen? Hey, I got a real quick one for you. I'm comfortably in last place in my league, so I'm looking for a quarterback. I have Fitzmagic, or is there another free agent quarterback else you think is worthy of picking up? And then what do you think of Chris Ivory as a start today? I'll hang up and listen. Thanks, hey.
Yeah, if Ivory's the only guy who goes for Buffalo, then okay, maybe. Your run defense there has not been great, you probably don't need me to tell you. But if LeSean McCoy's back, then Ivory's out. Two quarterbacks you should pick up. One, Joe Flacco, averaging almost 300 yards and two touchdowns per game. He faces Pittsburgh this week in Pittsburgh. His last two games in Pittsburgh, 300 yards and two touchdowns. So I feel pretty good about that one. The other one, and Phil, get this. How about a quarterback available in 92% of fantasy leagues who has won 10 of his last 11 games and has thrown multiple touchdowns every week of the season? Any idea who I'm talking about?
No, not with a record like that. Who?
10 of his last 11 games, Ryan Tannehill.
Is that right?
650 days away from NFL football, he has thrown two and three touchdown passes. He's got the Patriots this week with a win here, Bill. The Dolphins are 3.5 games ahead of the Patriots through 4 weeks if he gets a win here. He is the most unheralded, unappreciated quarterbacks. If certainly in the league right now. He is absolutely number one. Maybe regardless of your position, he's the most unheralded player.
And a name that I never thought of. Never thought of.
He's so anonymous. Yet here they are, the undefeated Miami Dolphins, one of three undefeated teams. Nobody knows. Nobody cares. Fantasy owners don't seem to want his multiple touchdowns. It's bizarre. Hey, speaking of Ryan Tannehill.
Yes.
He is very cheap in our Fanball Week 4 $30,000 game. It's free, again, for your listeners. But let me mention this. The contest has only got 7,000 available entries in it. And once they're gone. And it's going to fill. 100% chance it's going to fill. It's already more than half full for this weekend. Again, just like the last several weeks, Bill, the way your listeners can play for free, and the only way to play, get into this paid contest for free, fanball.com/radio. Just build a lineup for week 4, register for the site, done. No shenanigans, no credit card, nothing else. That's it. It's all it takes to get a lineup into the free $30,000 tournament. Fanball.com/radio.
Fanball.com/radio. Back at it. Let's get to let's go to Jeremy in Milwaukee. Jeremy, how you doing today, man? What's going on? Or Jerry, I should say.
Hey,
Jerry.
How you doing?
Good.
Either Jerry, Jeremy, it's all good. I have picked the wrong guy every week, so I figured I'd go to the experts this week. And I don't know if this makes a difference, but I do have Davante Adams as one of my receivers. But out of these three, do I start Goff, Rodgers, or Cousins?
I've got Goff the highest of the bunch. He has, as good as he looked last year, he's better this year. He's been just sensational, and he's getting a dispirited Vikings defense that's traveling in a short week to play tonight on a Thursday night. And, you know, the Rams attack with three very good receivers, which strains opponents' cornerbacks. And Trey Waynes isn't right, as I mentioned before. So I've got Jared Goff the highest among all of them. Got him one spot higher than Aaron Rodgers this week. So, yeah, let's go with Jared Goff.
Good stuff there. I got another one. Tommy is listening to us in Milwaukee. Tommy, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing, buddy? I love the show. I got two out of three as a standard league. I'm looking at Robinson, Tyreek Hill, or Brandon Cooks. I need two out of three. You said Cooks
already. Well, Tyreek Hill is every single week. undoubtedly in a 100% play every single week. Never deviate from that. And as I mentioned earlier, I love Brandon Cooks going up against a hobbled Trey Waynes. I think that's a very favorable matchup. So let's take Brandon Cooks, who's been the best of the Rams receivers so far this year.
What else do we have here for you? There's another one here, and Carson Wentz or Jared Goff?
Goff. I just mentioned Goff, and I do have him higher than Wentz, but since we just talked about Goff, let's touch on Wentz for a minute. His arm looked pretty good in that first game back from last year's ACL. The running's not there. And what made Wentz such an amazing fantasy player last year was that he was running the ball all over the place. He was scoring rushing touchdowns, running for 40, 50 yards a game, and all that's going to be gone. Nevertheless, a good matchup. Titans secondary was really bad last year. This year's version is only a hair better than really bad. They've got the Super Bowl cast off Malcolm Butler. Remember, of course, Malcolm Butler got deactivated for the Super Bowl and benched. He's not working out. So let's go with Carson Wentz. And he's still no Alshon Jeffrey. That worries me a little bit, but I still think he's a safe play.
Give me we already gave us Tannehill. Is there another sleeper out there that would be good to go after?
There is. I don't think we've talked about Joe Flacco, or did we? I don't think.
Kind of mentioned Joe Flacco. You said yeah, because he's averaging 300 yards and a couple of touchdowns. Yes.
Thank you. I lose track sometimes.
That's okay.
For that. Here's another NFC Central angle for you. If Mitch Trubisky can't get it done here, I think I'm ready. I'm on the verge of calling it a career. This is such a great opportunity, and he's been so lackluster to this point. It's Tampa Bay on a short week. Traveling, they're missing two of their three starting cornerbacks, and the one that's left, Brent Grimes, is 35 years old. There's positive matchups all over the field as they start rookie cornerback MJ Stewart and rookie cornerback Carlton Davis. Tampa ranks 31st in passing yards allowed, dead last in completions allowed. Mitch Trubisky, if he can't do it here, I'm officially changing his nickname from this point going forward will be Sad Trombonesky.
Great stuff as always, pal. We will talk again next week, okay?
Thanks again. Talk to you later.
Fantastic,
bye-bye.
Pal. There you go. That is our buddy, The Charge. By the way, he's got that free play. Don't forget, it's at fanball.com. Fanball.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.